Minuti. Welcome, everyone, to your Sunday show. What does Sunday mean, Eliane?
Sunday mean that you don't need to study, that you just need to relax.
I like this. I like where it's going. I think Sunday also means that it's News and Features Day, so that means that this show in Piazza, an Italian pod, will be talking a little bit about the shows that are to come this week, so the podcast that we've got lined up for you, as well as some of the news that we have related to this site. So first of all, we should mention that as the holidays approach, we've got Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and New Year's and all sorts of festivals around the world. We're going to be offering a Christmas promotion. So check out ItalianPod.com. On the right-hand side of all of the pages, you'll be seeing an advertisement, a photo for our Christmas promotion. So please do check that out. Got a lot of great stuff for you. But without further ado, I think we should be talking about some of the great materials and great dialogues we've got coming up this week. So first of all, Irene, I want to ask you, what is the great, great advanced content we're going to be talking about this week?
Is Che Tempo Fa is the title. Che and tempo the fa? Content, it's about the broadcast.
Right, so it's the meteorological broadcast. It's what you see on the TV.
Is. And what you see on the TV, like in Italy, you have it usually at 1 o'clock and at 8 o'clock every day. And it's very, very important. And you can learn a lot of new vocabulary and difficult vocabulary.
Well, I think the reason why this is important is because, you know, normally, when I'm having a conversation with you, I say it's hot, it's cold, it's windy. These are great phrases, but they're not the phrases that you hear on the TV.
Yeah, that's right. And so if you watch the TV in Italy, you can't understand if you just only can see it's cold, it's hot, and la 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 la.
So you're going to learn all about high pressure zones and low pressure zones. And
under pressure.
That's a good one. We should put that on the next time. Next time. All right, so we also have a wonderful lesson that maybe you can empathize with. I mean, if you can't empathize, I'm sure you can sympathize. It's about feeling sick or being around people
Catherine,
who are feeling sick.
Yes, Catherine, have something here. What is that?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing.
I need to go to the hospital.
We'll get you some cream. I don't think it's a hospital.
No.
So if you didn't get that, we're going to be talking about hypochondriacs, people who, you know, exaggerate or really feel more sick than they are. So they actually have symptoms, but they're not actually sick. They're really experiencing things in an exaggerated
and
way.
And they really bother me.
All right, so you're going to hear all about that in this dialogue. It's a wonderful one. That one is an upper intermediate level lesson, which means that it's given in Italian. Marco and I are speaking in Italian throughout the lesson, but it's got some very, very important phrases and some great words and, as always, drama. So I hope you enjoy that one. The last lesson, of course, we'd like to talk about is our newbie lesson of the week. We're going to be talking about
you look like someone and maybe someone that scares me.
All right, so maybe you look like somebody famous. Maybe you look like somebody scary. I hope it's the good-looking famous one and not the creepy, scary one.
But we will see on Italian Pod.
All right, so it's a great phrase and also a great conversation starter. So, you know, as always, we suggest that you go out, you practice, you try and have conversations with people, and we're here to give you the tools to start those conversations and to help you kind of off in your studies. There's no real news for the site this week. We just want to wish you all the happiest holidays. I know the holiday season has begun all over the world, and we're going to have some wonderful lessons coming up for you in the next few weeks. But as for this week, we've got a lot of useful, a lot of very practical things for starting conversations, talking about the weather, and talking about illness. So look out for those and for other lessons on ItalianPod.com. If you have questions or comments or suggestions for lessons you want to be hearing, we're open to suggestions. Please do send us an email at ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com. We always love to hear what you have to say. And I think that'll do it for us here. So from you, Irene, and me, and Marco, who couldn't be here with us to record this, ciao a tutti.
Ciao.